You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Early this morning, fire crews from Racine County were called to help with a fire in Kenosha County. The fire in Silver Lake started on the back porch of a home and involved a propane tank. It's reported everyone got out safely. We're working on learning more. The Caledonia Village Board tonight is set to discuss a plan for a large data center on a 245-acre site near the Oak Creek Power Plant. The agenda item for tonight references a pre-development agreement. A public hearing on the matter is scheduled for August 25th. Gas prices in Kenosha County are currently about 8 cents lower per gallon than in Racine County today. Statewide prices are about $2.86 a gallon, and that's down over 15 cents from last month. Racine County crews joined Milwaukee's effort to respond to flooding over the weekend. The South Shore Fire Department sent units to assist, and Racine County and Racine Unified celebrated the fifth-year anniversary of their summer youth employment program with 119 students graduating this year. Thanks to Microsoft, each graduate is getting a free laptop and a year of tech support. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers quarterback injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers' new starting quarterback had to exit yesterday's training camp practice. Billy Edwards met later with reporters.
Yeah, clinked knees a little bit, so obviously as a 22-year-old, I guess maybe a little bit hit on the knee hurts a little more than when I was 18 in college, so just a little bruise, but I mean, I felt a lot good, was running there at the end of practice, so it was just good competitive period, so it happens, but I feel fine, so.
NFL, the Packers holding practice sessions open to the public today before packing their bags for Indianapolis and a joint practice Thursday with the Colts. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 7-1, thanks to 36-year-old left-hander Jose Quintana, who allowed just one run in six innings pitched.
Quintana's going to go out and pitch like he did tonight, giving us six innings in a big event, knowing that the bullpen was stretched this weekend, and Quintana was great. Anderson was great. Shelby Miller, whew, that was really good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It was a horror thriller that led the way at the box office this past weekend. Director Zach Cregger's Weapons pulled in $42.5 million at the domestic box office to lead the way. The film, starring Josh Brolin, received rave reviews. In second place was Freakier Friday, which performed well with $29 million. It was also a great movie weekend at the Schwabba House, resulting in a couple of Pete's picks. Here's one for now. 40 Acres is a great action sci-fi film that you can rent to stream. Recently on Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas talked about how much he liked the film and gave it a glowing review, which reflected many other reviews, resulting in a 90% favorable critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 95% audience score. The film tells the story of a family living on a farm following plagues and wars where food and crops are precious, forcing a family to fight off cannibals to survive. Grim but uplifting and tons of well-done action. The new version of War of the Worlds is yet another take on the H.G. Wells novel, which has been turned into a film three times now, at least at the studio level. The original film in 1953 currently rates an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Steven Spielberg Tom Cruise remake in 2005 received a 76% fresh rating, and while not perfect, it was an exciting film. The new version starring Ice Cube is getting only a 3% favorable rating, which could mean the one critic who liked it hit the wrong button, forgot to carry a one, misspelled a word, etc. One critic called it a cinematic atrocity for the ages. Another says H.G. Wells is probably turning in his grave, and finally, it's irredeemably bad, even for a pandemic movie. If you want to check it out, you can catch it on Amazon Prime. But just to reiterate, 3%. That's better than a movie you've never made. A performance in one movie should not theoretically affect critical praise for a performance in another film. But show business is an imperfect science. In last week's Hollywood Beats, I mentioned Eddie Murphy's recent interview with Complex, where he discussed some of his all-time clunker films, which included The Adventures of Pluto Nash and Holy Man, but not the film Norbit, which according to Murphy is not a turkey. Norbit was panned by critics, but Murphy has a soft spot in his heart for it because he wrote it with his brother Charlie. During the interview, it was also revealed Murphy believes that Norbit might have cost him an Oscar for his performance in the film Dreamgirls. Murphy was nominated for Best Supporting Actor right before Norbit hit the big screens. He thinks, as critics do, that that might have cost him an Oscar, even though the actor-comedian says it should not have. Making matters worse, Norbit took home multiple Razzies, which are the anti-Oscars. I guess trophies are trophies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon and then gradual clearing by later this afternoon into this evening. Our high today in the low to mid 80s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.